big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jumpin' and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Good evening. Today, kind of a little unusual show. I'm not going to tell you what the plan is for this hour, but I will tell you what we open up today's show with. That was a vocal group called The Interludes, issued in June of 1958 on the RCA Victor label, and that was called Ooh Wee. And now, you've heard of the Platters. Well, here are the Platters before they were even famous, before they even had their own record. They backed up a great West Coast sax player named Joe Houston, and issued this on the RPM label. This is RPM number 426, for those of you record collectors out there. Issued in 1955, probably in March of that year. Joe Houston backed up by the uncredited Platters, and this is called Shtiggy Boom.
Oh,
Stiggy Boom.
There'll come a day you want me back, but Stiggy Boom,
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
I'm on my way. So bye-bye, baby, Stiggy Boom,
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom.
Please be mine,
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
all of the time.
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
love me too.
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
please be true.
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
'cause I'm in love with you. Boom, Stiggy Boom, without you, honey, I feel low.
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
hold me real tight and never ever let me go.
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
please be mine.
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
all of the time.
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
love me too.
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
please be true.
Stiggy Boom, Stiggy Boom,
well, there's a midweek, midday thing to get your blood rate going. Two of them we just heard. Joe Houston, backed up by the Platters, and their version of a tune called Stiggy Boom. And just now, on also another West Coast label, Aladdin, the Aladdin label, something that was recorded January 29th, 1955, and also issued in March of 1955, another version of the same song, Stiggy Boom, by Patty Ann and the Flames. The Flames were quite a famous and popular vocal group back in those days. And Patty Ann, as far as I can tell you, it's Patty Ann Mesner. She was the daughter of the owner of the Aladdin label. So two versions of the same song put out about same time. I don't know which one came out exactly first, probably a matter of days or weeks. And we just heard, so far in this show, Ooh Wee by The Interludes, Stiggy Boom by Joe Houston and the Platters, Stiggy Boom by Patty Ann and the Flames, and we're going to hear Wop Ding-a-Ling by the Big Five. But first, here are the Dappers and Bop Bop Boo.
Well, look at my baby standing over there, lips are cherry red. Tell me, baby, what's on your mind? Why do you give me an awful time, baby? Well, standing on the corner just all alone, waiting for my baby to come back home. Tell me, baby, what's on your mind? Why do you give me an awful time? Doody bop bop boom, bop bop boom, bop bop boom, bop bop boom,
Bop-bop-boom,
bop-shitty-doo-dee-bop-bop-boom, bop-bop-boom, 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 bop-bop-boom,
Some fella knocking at the front door.
Ding-a-ling by the Big Five on a label out of Philadelphia called the Junior Label that was issued in 1958. Just ahead of that, on the Rainbow Label, a New York label, 1956, the Dappers gave us Bop Bop Boo. So far on this show, we've heard Ooh Wee, two versions of Shtiggy Boom, Bop Bop Boo, and Wop Ding-a-ling. Not one song that I'm going to be playing in this hour has any real word in the title. Every single one is either nonsense or nonsensical, and many of them will be up-tempo because you don't have too many love ballads that have titles like that. And we're going to go to a really famous group right now, a pioneer group in rhythm and blues, and one of the very first and very famous, very talented female vocal groups from the 50s on the Atlantic label from July of 1958. Here's a group called the Bobettes, and this is called, listen to the bass in this one, bow, bow.
Run, run, run. Bow, bow, oh, 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 run, run, run. I love you so. Baby, don't you know? I love
Hi, I'm Herman Santiago from the original Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers, but the legendary Teenagers, of course, and you're definitely listening to the Big Beat Show.
For me, that sweet melody called doodly-doo, doodly-doo. I like the rest, but the one I like best is doodly-doo, doodly-doo.
Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. Don't have to sing, just doodly-doo it.
I love it so, wherever I go, I doodly-doodly-doo.
Do 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 do
do it, do it, do it, do it.
Do it, do it.
I like the rest, but the one I like best is
do 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 do
do it, do it, do it, do it,
do it, do it, do it, do it.
Doodly 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 do. Hold together now.
Doodly doodly do.
Another one in this series of nonsense titles. Actually, that's one way we could put it. That's the way we're going to put it here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo. Just now, we heard in our series of wonderful titles, Cuckoo, Coodly-Coo, as you probably knew that from listening, by a group called The Admirations, issued in 1962 on a label called Tarx, T-A-R-X. And before that, we heard Doodly-Doodly-Doo by the Ebonaires. This is even fun to do, this show, I'll tell you that, on the Combo label, another West Coast label from 1955. And the next record I have is on a 45, but not actually an original real one. This was produced later on, and it was something that was very, very sought after by record collectors, you know, people who collect this kind of music, and we're going to listen to it right now. The name of the group is the Viscounts. Now, there was an instrumental group, famous instrumental group that had a few hits, in, I guess, the early 60s, a group actually out of Monmouth County, New Jersey, called the Viscounts. But this is not that group. This is a group that preceded them from 1958. And record collectors always interested in the label. You know, very much like coin collectors are interested in the mint marks and things like that. Well, the labels are very important, along with the years, sometimes the personnel in a vocal group. And we're going to listen to the Viscounts. I believe they're from New York State on the Vega label, 1958. And this is called My Love, I Really Love You. Now, I'm just kidding, because there's no titles with any words in them today. Here is, this is a funny one, Sacky Lacky Wacky.
Hey, Bill, what? The crazy looking thing you saw with the other night.
That little girl from Mars.
I got a little girl from Mars, got new to wear. I like that. Sacky Lacky Wacky. I played a Sacky Lacky Wacky, I love you. My Sacky Lacky Wacky, she loves me too.
I love you.
Ah, Sacky
Lacky
Wacky, Wally Loo. Sacky Lacky Wacky, all of this world I know. She's not like the other girls, and I love her. I took a little rock and ride, I wake up in the deep blue sky. I'm from a sacky, lacky, wacky, sitting on a star. I play a sacky, lacky, wacky, woochie, sacky, hacky, lacky, the ookie, wookie, sookie, wah. If you don't understand just what I say, get this up a rock and drop over my way.
Bye, bye, now.
Bye, boy. Ah, sacky, lacky, wacky. My sacky, lacky, wacky, out of this world I know.
You are listening to WRSU-FM in New Brunswick.
Good. Skip, 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 skip it.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're good.
Skip, 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 skip it.
Love, love me, baby, with all your heart and soul. Love, love me, baby, don't need me in the world. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're good.
Thank you. skip, 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 skip.
Now there's something by one of the most famous rock and roll groups. Actually, they were a rhythm and blues group, but you know, they were there when it changed its name to rock and roll. Really, the Five Satins, who had one of the major 50s records that had impact on rock and roll ballads from then on for many years. The Five Satins with their big hit "In the Still of the Night." I remember "In the Still of the Night." They had many others too. One called "To the Isle," which was also a very big hit. A major group with major impact on rock and roll. As a matter of fact, that song "In the Still of the Night" by the Five Satins, whenever there's a list or a survey of the best or the favorite vocal group records, or even any rock and roll records from the 50s, that one is always right up there in the top five. We just heard the Five Satins on the First label. First was the name of the label. Issued May 1959, and that was called Skippity Doo, and ahead of that, the Viscounts, as I said before, on the Vega label from 58. And we heard Sacky Lacky Wacky, which if you listen to the lyrics, and I know you all concentrated very hard on the lyrics, it's got nothing to do with what it sounds like. It sounds like someone's wacky because he's lacking sacky, which is a drink, but I don't think that's what they were singing about. I'm going to go to the Savoys doing Yaka Hoom Boom.
Gele dingo da dingo da de. Dinge dingo gre dinge de a de. Headed on a corner man waiting for my jig. He left last night. He's be back pretty quick. I waited long enough. I guess I'll go home now. Walk to the bank and cool it for a while.
What we just heard was another West Coast group on the Combo label, kind of an important label out in California, issued September 1955. We heard the Savoys doing Yaka Hoom Boom. And we're going to get to the Souvenirs in this next set that I'm going to play for you. But first, I want to give you some information about the next record. I'm playing this on a 45 RPM. And by the way, on the Big Beat Show, I play 45s most of the time and CDs, and once a month I actually bring up 78s, 10-inch 78s made of hardened shellac, that the ones that some of you may remember, if you dropped them, they broke, yeah. So I bring them here, I change the needles, and actually play 78s. The Big Beat Show plays rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel, and sometimes soul. But it's time to get back to the matter at hand. The very first national hit for a female rock and roll group was something called Oop Shoop. And that was a hit from, started in California, and it took the country by storm in 1954. And it was recorded August 23rd, 1954, by a very good group called Shirley Gunter and the Queens. Shirley Gunter and her female group, the Queens. And Billboard, the trade magazine who rated singles in those days, gave it a 3 out of a possible 4. And that's a pretty good rating for any record from Billboard. And that was done in the August 21st issue of Billboard magazine. Now, obviously, other companies are watching what's going on in sales, and they want to catch some of the coin, as they said, that people were spending on records back in those days, and hence the cover record. Cover back then only meant one thing. It meant a song that was made at the time the record was on the market to cash in on its popularity, sometimes to an unbeknowing public. Nowadays, cover means anybody who just does a song that anybody else did, and that's really not a cover at all. It's a remake. You know, if someone does a song that was done in the 50s, it's not a cover, it's a remake, but language changes. So anyway, the people at the Columbia label, a major label, had a female group on their contract, I guess, and they had them do a version of Oop Shoop as a cover version. The group was called the Hamilton Sisters, and they'd had a couple of records on other labels before, and actually had 2 records on the Columbia label. Now, when Billboard reviewed it, and it was reviewed on September 18th. That's almost a full month after Shirley Gunter and the Queens version was out and was climbing the charts. So the Hamilton Sisters record was done August 23rd, 1954, 2 days after Billboard reviewed the hit version of this. And Billboard, listening to this one, gave it a 1 out of 4 possible stars or dots is actually what they used. And you know what? If you listen to it, it deservedly gets a 1. Here are the Hamilton Sisters and Oop Shoop.
Oop Shoop, Oop Shoop Doobie. Oop Shoop, Oop Shoop Doobie. Oop Shoop, Oop Shoop Doobie. Oop Shoopie Doobie. Well, come on, baby, what makes you so? Oh, baby, you make my life so. Come on, baby, I need your love tonight. Oop, shoop, oop, shoop, doobie. Oop, shoop, oop, shoop, doobie. Oop, shoop, oop, shoop, doobie.
Listening to WRSU FM in New Brunswick. Did you hear what I said?
Ah, now you're listening.
Ta-da, 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 ta-da.
kind of a cha-cha Latin beat kind of thing, which was quite popular during the 50s, too. Matter of fact, the establishment, you know who they are, tried to get rid of rock and roll by, one of the things they did was they tried other things to foist that on a young public that knew better, and they, one of the things they tried to get a cha-cha thing going, and Calypso came in, and it just never did what the establishment, and you know who they were, tried to do, and that's a good thing. The Souvenirs, we finally got to them. There they are on the Ebb label with Bump De Bump, and just ahead of that, the worst thing the Hamilton Sisters ever did. I promise you, their other records are better than that. If you listen to the Big Beat Show, we'll eventually get around to playing those things, and that was their horrendous version of Oop Shoop. Now, how about going to the Chicago area for something that, you know, regional records had different styles, you know, the way people sang in different areas of the country, mostly urban, of course, had different sounds to them, and that meant the musicians and the people who, the producers of the record, just had different ideas, but it all seemed to work together, and some of the different regional ideas are recognizable to people who are into this music. So, Chicago, a group called the Pastels, January 1956, came out on another significant independent label in Chicago called the United Label. And this is the Pastels with Boom Diddy Boom.
Minchicabula, bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadula means minchicabula roo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadula, minchicabula, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Saladagadula and shakabula. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Saladagadula means menchikabula roo.
But the thing with Bob that does the job is
bibbidi bobbidi boo. Saladagadula menchikabula. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got?
Menchikabularoo!
Now, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo!
Didn't even bother to sing about anything at all. And they probably got it right, huh? Those Saucers on the Kick label. I believe they're from Texas, I believe, 1958. The Saucers and Hi-Oom. Before that, The Four Nights, something off a radio transcription. I guess it's from a Walt Disney movie, right? Am I right? In the late 40s? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boop? I'm drawing a blank as to what movie it's from, but pretty sure that's where this. The Four Nights off the radio. Bibbidi bobbidi boop, and the Pastels gave us boom diddy boom. Just open up that big beat. Triple treat. Now something very famous. New York, one of the icon groups of New York City and not the world, actually. The Josie label, March 1956. Here's a group, great hit, big hit, Gloria and Speedo. And here they are with a title, it's no word, but they do sing some words. So let's give a listen to the Cadillacs and Zoom.
I know you.
know you start a little flame in my
right there, the Cadillacs, and their great version of Zoom, as I said, issued in New York City, March 1956, on the Josie label. Okay, and we're going to take it out with one last thing by, one of the major hits. Some say it's one of the first rock and roll records, was a song called Shaboom by the Chords, and was later covered by the Crew Cuts. Well, I'm going to play you another version of it. One or two of members of the Chords re-recorded the song Shaboom in 1963. Now, the original was probably done in 55 or 56, Shaboom was. So in 1963, two of the members of the Chords got together with two or three other guys, and yeah, three other guys, actually, and called themselves the Popular Five. And they recorded this, again, in New York City on a label called Raycox, R-A-E-C-O-X. I guess it's a combination of a couple people's names. And we're going to listen to the Popular Fives version of Shaboom right now. So may harmony be with you. Until next time, here are the Popular Five with Shaboom.
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, I'm on the hit again. A-dum-de-dum-dong, a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. A-whoa-whoa-whoa. A-dip-a-dip-a-dip. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you knew what I want you.